on Thursday, February 6th, 2020, and this is the Portland Design Commission. So we have a fairly light agenda today. We will begin with items of interest, then a Type 3 review on a reskin of Hoyt Commons in the Pearl District, and then a design advice request for an affordable housing building in Old Town. Let's begin with introductions. Development Services staff who are here today.
Brian Tierney.
Laura Duvall.
Tim Herron.
Hannah Bryant.
And commissioners who are here today.
Jessica Molinar.
Sam Rodriguez.
Brian McCarter.
And I am Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and the function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Items of interest. Tim, is there anything for items of interest today from your perspective?
Yes, I have a couple interesting items. A little bit of housekeeping before we start off. Thanks for being here today and being barely the quorum that we need to be to hear the first case. The applicant's thrilled. But more importantly, Commissioner Rodriguez is leaving at 3. We don't have to take the full time allotted on the schedule for this first item.
Okay.
Because it would be great to maximize Commissioner Sam's time for the next item as best we can for the DAR. To which, when Commissioner Sam leaves, that's okay. We could do 3 commissioners for a DAR. That's allowed. We could still move forward, but obviously the applicant would like as much feedback from as much of a majority as possible. So when we get to that item, maybe prioritize Commissioner Sam's comments on the front end.
Okay. So you think there's going to be enough time? Sorry, Tim. There's going to be enough time for us to get into the DAR.
Yes.
Before 3, let me just check how much time it takes to get to the Beaverton pool at this time.
I had to swim this
afternoon. So.
a hearing ago, you checked. I think it was about 15 minutes. We budgeted 3 o'clock for you to get out of here, but could maybe squeeze it out to 3:15.
I'll just tell you, a 17-year-old girl is going to be really disappointed if I don't make it to the...
I can channel that pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, while you're checking your calendar... are there other items of interest?
A couple of others real quick so we could get going. Laura, our clerk, sent out a poll for extra dates in April, May, and June. Please take some time to look at that. If you did not get that, please let us know. What we're experiencing is a lot of things are coming online per zoning code and for PBOT on March 1st. For some people, that means they're rushing to get applications in the door prior to March 1st. So that means we're just going to get a rush. Just respond for what's available. We're not going to schedule more than 3 a month, but we are obviously trying to coordinate a quorum so that we could hear cases. We won't have them if we don't need them, unless you just want to come in and hang out. I can do that too. Okay. And then last thing, Laura was very creative this morning, and I want you to note on the top right corner of what's on the dais in your schedule is updated date. We kind of realized with all the gymnastics of scheduling and how things change that you'd get one of these in your packet 10 days before a hearing, and it would be out of date by the time you got to the hearing. So what we're going to do, and we're working on format and style, but essentially every time the clerk touches this agenda, it will have an updated date on it. We decided to not put the time, but it does sometimes change during the day.
Yeah.
I guess the point being is make sure we're all looking at the most up-to-date item, whether it's online or whether it's in front of you at the dais.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. That's really
handy. Is that it, Laura? Okay. Great. That's it.
Okay. Okay. So the first item.